This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War. But hello, we want to welcome you who have joined us on The Invisible War today. And today in the studio we have our host and teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. Today's program is a summary of Chapter 5, Defending Against the Devil, in Dr. Randall's book, The Invisible War, Living in Victory Over the Enemy. It's published by 21st Century Press. And you can order your copy of this most important Bible study of God's Word concerning spiritual warfare by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Dr. Randall, welcome to the studio today. This is a crucial chapter in your book, The Invisible War, as we're talking about defending against the devil.
Kevin, it is always good to see you, and I'm so grateful to share this time with those who are listening by radio to The Invisible War. In over 30 years of proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the ministry of vocational evangelism, I have never been more humbled and excited than to be a part of this radio Bible study on spiritual warfare. God is so good, and He is so good to me. Think of it, me, to be able to share this time with you around the things of God.
Well, Dr. Randall, even people who've just maybe read the Bible very casually know that when we're talking about defending against the devil, it brings up the topic of the armor of God.
The armor of God is that which has been provided for us by the Lord Himself. No more important study in spiritual warfare than the armor of God. In fact, most any study of spiritual warfare will certainly cover this material. But we wanted to make certain that our study of the armor of God came in proper sequence as we now have laid the biblical foundation for spiritual warfare.
Well, let's get right to our review of our study of what the Bible says about the armor of God.
The great Scottish evangelist who so loved his people and so prayed, "Give me Scotland or I die," as he gave his life for the sake of the gospel of Christ, great revival did come to his homeland. This evangelist we have come to know as we have studied his work and writings was John Knox. He said of the armor of God, "Christ might have repulsed Satan with a word, or by commanding him to silence, as he to whom all power was given in heaven and earth. But it pleased his mercy to teach us how to use the sword of the Holy Ghost, which is the Word of God, in battle against our spiritual enemy." Let me remind our listeners today that the armor of God listed in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 represents two things. Number one, the places where we are most vulnerable to the attacks of the powers of darkness. And number two, each piece of our armor represents our union in Christ, the actual manifest presence and power of the resurrected living Lord Jesus Christ, available to every believer. I want to encourage our listeners to get your Bible and study with us today the Word of God concerning the defense our Lord has given to us against our murderous enemy and all of his minions. Our text today is Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 18. Turn there with me. Follow along as I read this most important passage. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything, to stand firm therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
Wow, Dr. Randall, it seems the scripture says that this armor is very necessary. What might happen if we neglect the armor of God?
It is impossible for the believer to withstand the onslaught of the enemy without the armor of God. Charles Spurgeon, who is believed by many historians to have been the greatest Baptist preacher in the history of England, said it well when he wrote of the devil. He will attack you sometimes by force and sometimes by fraud. By might or by sleight, he will seek to overcome you, and no unarmed man can stand against him. Never go without your armor on, for you can never tell where you may meet the devil. He is not omnipresent, but nobody can tell where he is not, for he and his troops of devils appear to be found everywhere on this earth. As believers, we must never go unarmed. I mean never. Especially and even in our time of sleeping, in the nighttime, we are vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. It is essential that nothing is hindering our communion and walk with Christ, for it is only in our communion, only our union in Christ, we have our protection from the evil one. There may be someone today who has been constantly visited in the night by the powers of darkness. I'm reminded of a time when my son and I went to visit with Dr. Jim Logan, who is a wonderful warfare counselor in what was then called the International Center for Biblical Counseling. I believe it is now called the Biblical Restoration Ministries of Sioux City, Iowa. Dr. Logan has a wonderful book I would highly recommend to our audience on warfare. The title of it is Reclaiming Surrendered Ground. You know, after our first day in Sioux City, neither my son nor I could sleep. We both had a horrible, horrific night with excruciating migraine headaches that kept us from any kind of rest. The next morning, Dr. Logan greeted us at his door and asked, "How did you guys sleep last night?" We told him the night was awful. He too said that he had been visited, which resulted in a sleepless night. He told us to pray out loud the next night, Psalm 4:8. Write this down, Psalm 4:8, which says, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for Thou alone, O Lord, doth make me to dwell in safety." You know, Kevin, we had no more problems in the night after we claimed our Lord's promise. It is so important that we learn the necessity of the protection our Lord has given us in Christ. We must keep our armor on both day and especially in the night. We must take each piece seriously, for as soon as we neglect one piece of our spiritual armor, the enemy will know it and attack that very place that we have left vulnerable. The text here says, "Put on the whole armor of God."
Dr. Randall, talk to us about the relationship of the spiritual armor to Jesus.
The armor of God is Jesus. The Bible says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might." Put on the full armor of God. To understand the armor of God, we must first understand that the armor is a person. His name is our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 13, verse 12, 14, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ." Each piece of the Christian spiritual armor represents the presence and power of our Lord Jesus. Jesus is truth. Jesus is righteousness. Jesus is the gospel, and he is peace. Jesus is salvation. Jesus is faith. It's all about Jesus. Our armor in spiritual battle is in our union with the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ is the armor in battle.
Dr. Randall, you've told us on this radio program, The Invisible War, and also in your book, The Invisible War, that spiritual battles of life are certain, but victory is the right of every believer. What I'm wondering then is, why are so many Christians defeated in battle?
Kevin, it is because they either have never learned of their victory in Christ, or they somehow have forgotten, or maybe never knew, how to appropriate the believer's victory in Christ. Victory over the powers of darkness is certain, but it's not automatic. I want to say that again. Victory over the powers of darkness is certain, but it is not automatic. Our Lord has put every believer in this warfare in the spiritual realm, so we will trust him to do what we cannot do for ourselves. Our victory is only in Christ. It is our responsibility to cooperate with Holy Spirit so that the will, the desires of our Heavenly Father is done on earth as it is in heaven, in us and through us.
You know, Dr. Randall, more and more churches are having what is called deliverance ministry as part of their programs. How do you feel about that?
Of course, no one can speak for every ministry in every place, but I do think that we need to talk just a moment and clarify and make a distinction today. It is apparent to me that because of the onslaught of Satan in our communities, in our families, and in the church today, we will only ignore this battle with the spiritual forces of darkness at our own peril. We know the Bible speaks of spiritual gifts that are given to each believer, and one of these mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10, is the distinguishing of spirits. And we know that this gift is essential for the one who confronts the powers of darkness in the lives of those in bondage. However, if I may, it is so important for us to make an important distinction. No one but Christ is our deliverance minister. He is the minister of deliverance. It is our Lord who is our deliverer. Anyone who practices his spiritual gifts within the church, if it is of God, that believer will never take any credit for the work of God. He will know and understand that any power that is his in the battle is the Lord's power. In other words, it is our Lord alone who is our deliverer. However, we are workers together with him. I liken it to being an assistant nurse to the master surgeon. Victory is certain, but victory is found only in our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:37. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. And 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph. And here's the phrase, in Christ. Our victory is only in Christ.
Let's talk about posture, Dr. Randall, because you've told us that in order to walk in this victory of Christ, the believer must have a posture of victory. What do you mean by posture of victory?
There are three that I see that we must understand as we confront the powers of darkness. Number one, know what you are in Christ. We are dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Our life comes from Christ's work on Calvary. In and of the flesh, there is no good thing. Romans 7:18. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. Not only we are to know what we are in Christ, outside of him, we are nothing. Without me, the Bible says, you can do nothing. Secondly, we must count on what we are in Christ. Colossians 2:10. To share in the victory of Christ, the believer must come to understand that he must reckon himself dead to the flesh. If we fight the spiritual war in the flesh, defeat is certain. If we fight from our position in Christ, victory is certain. The enemy will test the believer at every point to see if he or she is certain and confident of his or her victory in Christ. Remember, it was at Calvary our victory was won and secured. It is in our union with Christ that victory is certain. And thirdly, not only are we to know what we are in Christ, not only we are to count on what we are in Christ, but we must act what we are in Christ. It is not enough just to know these Bible facts. The believer must put them into action by faith. If we are victors in Christ Jesus, then we must act like victors. If we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, then we must go into battle knowing that the victory is certain. Jesus now has the keys. He possesses, our Savior possesses the keys to hell and death. Jesus has disarmed the rulers and authority. Jesus' name is above all other names. Jesus right now is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Do you believe it? Do you know it? Then, my dear brother and sister in Christ, act on it. It won't do any good just to know about it. We have to believe it to the extent that we're willing to walk in this victory that Christ has given us. Now, let's look back at the text in Ephesians 6. As we carefully go through our armor God has provided for us to be able to withstand the enemy of our souls. Gird your loins with truth. The Lord begins with truth as He explains to us the armor He has provided every believer.
Pretty important piece of the armor there. Dr. Randall, how important is the pursuit of truth in our lives?
Remember, Jesus called Satan the father of lies. All that the devil has done or will ever do is based upon man's willingness to believe his lies. There is only one remedy for the lies of Satan, and that's the truth of Almighty God. I know we live in a time when even in the church, the truth of God is debated among us. Let the deception end. There is a truth that cannot change. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. I want everyone who is listening to The Invisible War today to understand that spiritual warfare is not a power encounter with demons. Yes, demons are at work in our world and in our lives to steal, kill, and destroy. But spiritual warfare is not a power encounter. It is a truth encounter. All the enemy has to work with is our unwillingness to believe what God has said is true. And behind every lie is an evil spirit who is at work to destroy our lives and to destroy our destiny in Christ. But we must also understand that behind every effort to encourage us to believe and help us believe and trust the Word of God is the working of Holy Spirit. He is our teacher who guides us into all truth. John 14:26.
Dr. Randall, can you help us in defining truth? I mean, what is truth? There are those, even within the church today, who believe that truth is just whatever you want it to be. Truth is whatever you determine to be true. What may be true for me may not be true for you, and so on. Help us with the definition of truth.
Just the other day, a good friend of mine said a young man came to him and said, "What was sin in your generation is not sin in mine." This young Christian man wanted to believe that he was free to live any way he wanted. Well, he certainly is free to live the way he wants. But listen to me carefully today. Freedom in Christ is not the liberty to do what you want. Freedom in Christ is the liberty, the freedom, the ability, if you please, to do what God wants us to do. The tragic life is the one who is not free to do what God wants us to do. And that freedom is only found in Christ. What is true in all generation is what God's Word says. The Word of God is the Word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. And in Psalm 119:42-43, we find these words, "Then shall I answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws." The truthfulness of God's Word might be debated this week in the university classrooms and in the hearts of men all over the world. But please hear me today. Please hear me today when I tell you, in the spirit world, the devil and his demons know that God's word is true. They hate it, but they know it is the truth that can set men free from all bondages and death.
Dr. Randall, much as I hate it, we've got to close right now because we're out of time, but we have so much more to discuss in this topic, and we're going to pick it up on the next Invisible War radio program. I just feel like there are many listening right now who really need your prayer. Would you pray for us as we close our program today?
What a joy and privilege is mine to intercede on behalf of our audience today. Would you make an altar right where you are? Just close in, turn your heart toward the Lord. The Bible says that if we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Right now, let's pray together. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank You so much for the sweet privilege today that is ours to be able to trust You. Lord, You are the author and finisher of our faith. And I pray, Lord, You would help that one today who is struggling in their faith, who has doubts about what You have said in Your Word, whether or not they can believe it, whether or not they can live it, whether or not they can trust what You've said. Lord, I pray that Holy Spirit of God would go now and bring us to a place of humility and brokenness. Your word says that You abide in the high and holy place and in the broken and contrite heart. Lord, You resist the proud, but You give Your gifts, Your grace to the humble. So in this moment, we want You to know we need You. We need You more today than we've ever needed You before. Thank You. Meet every need. Lord, there are more than we even know how to express. Meet our need in this moment, according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Those who have never put their trust and faith in You as Savior, Lord, give them the faith to turn from their sin and to turn to You today as their Savior. And Lord, I pray for that believer who has wandered far, far away from the Father's house. Help him know that Your love has never changed. No matter what they've done, no matter how long they've been away, You're waiting for their return. Lord, I pray that You would help them. For the glory of Almighty God, do the greatest work in our hearts this day for Your greatest glory. And we'll thank You forever. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Randall, for your prayer and teaching. And thank you for listening today. If you've prayed with Dr. Randall, we'd like to hear from you. How can we be of service to you? 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. You can also visit our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear that this program has been a blessing to you, has been a help to you, and we really do ask you to pray for us and support us financially. I really don't want to minimize the fact that we really do need your financial support. Please bless us today and bless this ministry with whatever you can give. 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Or you can contact us through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for your financial support.
We have heard from so many of you over the last several months of how this program has ministered to your life. You have heard the incredible teaching on spiritual warfare from Dr. Randall, as well as many personal testimonies from very special guests. But we want to hear from many more of you. We would love to hear how God has transformed your life and how you have faced the enemy with boldness to conquer his destructive schemes. We want to share some of these stories of victory by reading some of them on the air, or even the possibility of having you join us as a very special guest in an upcoming broadcast. Your story may be exactly what other listeners need to hear to turn the corner and begin to apply the same valuable principles that Rob shares on a regular basis. Write your story and send it to us by email at askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. Once again, the email address is askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can send your letters to The Invisible War, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. You can also go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org and go to the Contact Us section and find an option that works best for you to send it to us. Your story of healing and victory may be just the exact message others need to hear to find the same victory in their lives. We'll be looking forward to including these incredible stories in future programs, so email us today with yours. That's askrob@theinvisiblewar.org.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to next week when we share once again the Word of God from His heart to your heart in the Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.